Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you back to another edition of the Miracle Man Show program here on Tuesday, July 27th of 2021. And I'm your host tonight, the Miracle Man. And coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And as I said a second ago, it's always great to have you tuning in. Now, as of July 25th, this show turned 4 years old. It was on Tuesday, July 25th, 2017, that me and Preacher Man launched the show in the Midland Mall food court was where we did our first show. But, and I remember even that first night, we had people listening from places like Norway. So even on the first night, folks, we had international listeners listening, which is so great to see. And I'm in America. And I remember not too long ago getting a report that we had listeners listening on six continents, North and South America, Africa, Asia, Europe, Australia / Oceania, and people listening from a bunch of different countries. And I just want to thank you for always tuning in, as it really blesses me when you do. When you tune into this program, faith is being put into you. Faith is being deposited into you. Say, Miracle Man, how do you know? Well, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. That means that reading the Bible doesn't deposit faith into you. As great as reading the Bible is, this is why you need a spirit-filled church. You need a good, solid church. Not a church that waters it down and tells you that it's okay to live any way you want to. You need a church that teaches the unadulterated Word of God. A church that believes in miracles, that believes in laying hands on the sick, one that believes that, you know, that healing is for today, that Jesus is coming soon, that core doctrines that are very important doctrines. And so it's very important. If you're in between churches, then go ahead. Keep, you know, you Even if you're in a good church, I welcome you to tune in to the broadcast. Because even my pastor said that the closer we get to the end of the age, he said that regarding this year. This year will be a year that you need more word, not less. More word. And I believe in the word here. I read the word here. We talk about the word here. Folks, the word of God works. The word of God works. And that's our text here on the show, is the word of God. We even sing the word of God here. Yes, I do. And the Bible, my pastor said this on Sunday morning. The Bible, the Word of God, has been proven scientifically accurate time and time again. It's been proven accurate. Now, that's saying something. When they say the Word of God has been proven accurate, that just reaffirms that God is very real. And that he is the healer. He is the life giver. He is the soon coming king. He is. And all these core things that I believe that the Lord is. And so tonight, when we get into the word of the Lord, I'm going to talk about this. Do not quit. I'm going to read from Jeremiah, and I'm going to talk about how he felt and what was going on in him, in his mind, in Jeremiah 20. What I mean is, like, as he was talking to God and saying why he was weary. And I'm going to leave that alone for now because I don't want to preach my message right this second. Because then I won't have those things to say after we read. If I say those things now. So, for those of you that may be wondering, well, Miracle Man, do you watch the Olympics? I don't watch the Olympics, but I keep track of how they're going. And the U.S. is very much struggling with medaling. They haven't been medaling very much. What I mean by medaling is I mean getting either a gold medal, a silver medal, or a bronze medal. And so far, we haven't been doing so good at medaling. Say, why won't you watch the Olympics at all this year? Well, for one thing, I find it extremely hard to watch a sporting event where the stadium is completely empty. I do. Because it just makes it not sound the same when you have no one in attendance, as far as no fans or anything like that. And that's the last thing I'm going to say about the Olympics. So, for those of you who were not listening last night, the Invasion Conference was very powerful. I want to thank you for all those of you that prayed. It was just fantastic to see all these young people coming back to God, giving their lives to Jesus, rushing the altar, and just, you know, putting a draw on that anointing that was there at the conference. And I know lives were changed. And I remember telling you before, last week, the week before last, one of the two, I had told you that I am a byproduct of Invasion. And I'm grateful to Josh for being obedient to God. And keeping it going. It was 25 years ago that it was started. However, next year will be the 25th conference, because there was a year that we skipped Invasion back in 2002. But ever since then, we've had it each and every year. And it's been awesome to see God move in that conference. And it's been amazing. And I had a great friend of mine who I hadn't seen in about 3 years even. She showed up. And I was glad to see her there at the conference. And you could see all these different people from all these different backgrounds, all these different states. Because we had people from so many different states. You know, Michigan, that state to the south, Kentucky. Illinois, Wisconsin. California, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, among other states. Indiana, that was a big one. Indiana was, where there was a couple different groups from Indiana, Oregon. Unfortunately, the groups from Canada could not come because that border is still closed. And we need to believe God that that border with Canada gets open. We also need to believe God, curse. We also need to curse this virus, curse the variants of it. And for those of you who want to blame people not taking the vaccine for causing it to spread, folks, this variant was planned. This isn't the first time that when we had cases falling, they had to make it surge. That's what happened in Michigan in April. That's what's happening in the South now. You have to take authority over this. Curse this virus. The CDC just came out today and said that even if you've taken the vaccine it, in certain places, they want you to wear a mask. We need to pray and take authority over that thing. Pray that Jesus would break the wheels off of Pharaoh's chariot. And so that's what you believe for. That there's no more mutations, that those who have this virus are healed, and God knows things about this that we don't know. God is in charge. But that doesn't, no, God did not cause, for those of you who might sit there and think, God caused this virus, COVID, and he caused the mutation. No, he didn't. Jesus is the healer. It's not God that makes you sick. God is the healer. Amen. God is the healer. Yes, he is. And I thank God for that. Josh Barclay actually had called me up onto that stage at Invasion for the first time ever this past week. And that was amazing. She also had talked about his son Malachi. He talked about his niece. Yeah, his brother-in-law's and his sister's daughter, his sister Dawn Randolph, her daughter Jaden, who had drowned in the pool. But when she came back to life, no water came out of her lungs. No water came out because Jesus had dried up her lungs. Amen. Because when you drown, the reason you die is because all that water gets in your lungs. And that's the part of it that, you know, gets you killed. But Jesus went in there and dried those lungs up. They got to the hospital, and, you know, Dawn and Reverend Randolph get to the hospital, and they ask, well, where's the dead girl? Where's that girl who drowned? And then they say, well, the girl that drowned is right here. But she's not dead anymore. So they keep her for observation for like the one day. She's laughing, giggling, you know, doing what an 11-year-old kid does. But they're keeping her because they want to see everything and make sure that everything is how it's supposed to be and doing the things that they do in the medical field, you know. And they're basically like, we don't see how she drowned. Well, she had gotten her hair caught in a little gutter thing. And God brought her back to life. Because Reverend Randolph was sitting there on the deck of that pool speaking the word of God, claiming that tithers' rights. And saying, devil, get your hands off of my daughter. And you know what? Jesus healed Reverend Randolph's daughter right there. Of course, you see, James, Reverend Randolph, that is Dawn's. Dawn is Dr. Barclay's daughter. Of course, Josh is Dr. Barclay's son. For those of you who maybe you listen to me, but you don't know who the Barclay, about the Barclay family. Malachi had a reaction to medicine when he was about a year and a half old. He was a bit over a year old. They gave him a diagnosis. And they basically had told Josh and his wife, Trish, well, folks, you guys should get your home ready for a wheelchair. You should expect that Malachi will be blind. Because most people who have this rare condition, they struggle. And at 18 months old, he was not walking. But you know what Josh and Trish did? They brought Malachi to the house of God. No matter how sick Malachi was, got him prayed over. You know what? He got healed. He's not blind. He's not in a wheelchair. When he was in fourth grade at his school, he was helping kids under him to read. Now he's taking basketball up and down the court as a basketball player. That was the kid that was supposed to be blind. He was supposed to be in a wheelchair. Nope. Jesus changed those plans. And my testimony, I've shared it before. Sometimes I just think it's cool, you know, to hear testimonies of what God's done. So you see, in the Barclay family, they've truly seen the miracle-working power of God. Look at Vicki Barclay, Dr. Barclay's wife, healed of breast cancer. a cancer that they say kills most women who get it at that stage. Jesus healed her of that. She's been cancer-free ever since then. All right, couple things. Real quick, let me remind you that this broadcast is brought to you by Great Lakes Crossing, Michigan, Great Lakes Crossing Outlets, Michigan's biggest indoor value retail outlet center, with stores like Burlington, Hollister, American Eagle, Bed Bath & Beyond, Forever 21, just to name a few, along with restaurants like Rainforest Cafe, Taco Bell, Subway, Burger King, Kirby's Coney Island, and more. I don't know in a little bit, but it's my favorite of the malls in Michigan, in my opinion, probably. Somerset's close. 12 Oaks is close. And if someone were to say, you know, Miracle Man, what do you wish was different about Great Lakes? I would say, I wish they had a Chick-fil-A in there. Because you can never go wrong with Chick-fil-A. You never can. Can't go wrong with it. Find out more information at GreatLakesCrossingOutlets.com. All right. I want to remind you that you can go online to RiversOfMiracles.com to find out more information about our book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life. The story of all of the miracles that Jesus has done in my life. And it's a powerful book. It's a wonderful read. And my hope is that as you read that book, that if you don't know Jesus, it'll make you want to give your life to Jesus. And that if you're a doubter, it'll cause you to have faith in God. That's honestly my hope. You can go online to my prayer. That's my prayer. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com. That's rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, as in rivers of living water. riversofmiracles.com. To find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. Amen. The other thing I wanted to remind you of, that I always try to remind you, your listeners about on every show, is about our PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com to sow a seed into the Miracle Man show. Oh, the Miracle Man just wants my money. No. I mean, you know, when you sow seed, it helps keep it going. But what I want is for you listeners to be blessed by God. That's what I want. I want you blessed. And when you sow a seed, it's always great to know what you're sowing for. To have your faith on something. Like, what are you believing for? A building for your business? A new house? Healing for your son or daughter? Healing for your mother or father? A salvation for someone in your family? You know, what is it that you're believing for God to do? So you can attach that to sowing your seed. Now, I want to give you a tiny bit of instruction. And what that is when you get online to paypal.com, you'll see a search bar to type in the name, you know, of what you want to give to. You type in Rivers Shukla. This time it's Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, not the other rivers like Rivers of Miracles, but Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I want you to keep in mind, please, is that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. In addition to that, the R in Rivers and the S in Shukla, they are capitalized. So please keep that in mind. The verse I want to leave you with tonight to sow your seed. And no, I'm not leaving. What I mean is the verse I want to give you to stand on so you may sow your seed is, he who soweth sparingly shall also reap. Sparingly. He who soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. So you see the principle, if you sow, you reap. Want something big? I mean, you want something little? Sow something little. Want something big? And by little versus big, I don't mean in terms of dollar amount. I mean in terms of like what you have. Because think of that lady in the Bible where they're taking the offering in the temple. And Jesus is in there. They're taking the offering in the temple. All these people are putting in these big sums of money. But that widow goes up there. And she's poor. But she put a small amount in. You know, want to know who Jesus looked the highest on? The one who put in everything that she had to live on. Now, that's not saying by any means that you're more spiritual if you're poor or that you're more spiritual if you're rich. No! God looks on the heart. The Lord looks on the heart. That's what he looks at the most. Not the amount of dollars you give. Not what you say with your mouth. Even though he likes that. He looks the most at your heart. Where's your heart? Not your blood pumper, but how do you feel about God? Amen. Now, we're going to sing. We are going to sing a couple of songs, and then we are going to open up to the Word of God. You've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. All of the time, all of the time. You've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. You've been so good to me all of the time, all of the time. You give me joy. You give me peace. You give me faith. You meet my every need. You've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. You've been so good to me all of the time, all of the time. You lift me up when I'm sad. You make me feel so glad. You are the best friend I ever had, all of the time, all of the time. You lift me up to the sky. You lift me up. You lift me up so high. You lift me up to the sky. You lift me up so high, all of the time, all of the time. You give me joy. Mm-hmm. You give me peace. You give me faith. You meet my every need. Mm-hmm. You give me joy. Mm-hmm. You give me peace. Mm-hmm. You give me faith. You meet my every need. Mm-hmm. You've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. All my life you've been good to me. You've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. Lord, you've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. You've been so good to me all of the time, all of the time. You lift me up when I'm sad. You make me feel so glad. You are the best friend I've ever had, all of the time, all of the time. You give me joy. You give me peace. You give me faith. Meet my every need. You've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. You've been so good to me all of the time, 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 all of the time. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. 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 Oh, we love you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, you are our Master Savior. Thank you, Jesus. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. It's not by might, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. Though the lions roar, though my enemies rage against me, I will not give up. I will not give in. No, it's not by might. No, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you, not by might. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. Though the battles are, though the storms rage against me, I will not give up. I will not give in. I will not give up. I will not give in. I will not give up. I will not give in. No. It's not by might. It's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all I will trust in you. Though the lions roar, though my enemies rage against me, I will not give up. No, I will not give in. I will not give up. I will not give in. I will not give up. I will not give in. No, it's not by might. No, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all I will trust in you. Though the battles are, though the storms they rage against me, I will not give up. I will not give in. I will not give up. I will not give in. I will not give up. I will not give in. No, it's not by might. It's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father. We thank you, Lord God, tonight that you are here with us. It's great to serve you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Master. We thank you, Lord God, that it's not by our might. It's not by our power. It's by your Spirit. And against hope, all hope, against odds, we trust in you, Lord God. We trust in you. And I thank you, Lord God, that we do not quit. We fight the good fight of faith, and we do not quit. And I thank you, Lord God, that for every listener who is tuned in tonight, that you just, that as I get into the word tonight, that you just minister to every one of these listeners and you meet their needs, whatever these needs are that they have before you. Whether it be they need healing in their body, whether they're believing for their finances, whether they're believing for with their family, whether they're believing for that you just meet these needs. And I speak peace, 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 peace to these storms. Peace, your peace upon these wonderful people. And I thank you, Lord God, that as we get into the word, that they will be able to concentrate on you. I thank you that you'll use me to teach this message that I feel like you've put on my heart to teach it. And I just give you all the glory and honor and praise for that. In Jesus' name. Let's make our Bible confession. Wait a minute, first. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this radio program. I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into this kingdom. I thank you for finances coming into the kingdom, coming into this radio program, for sponsors and partners coming into this program, for the increases in listenership coming. More and more and more and more and more and more and more listeners tuning into this program. And most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Now let's make our Bible confession. You know, we always try to stick to a system. You know, so sorry about that. I'm almost to the Bible confession before we make the confession that we do as part of when we're praying, you know, before we open the word. So let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says that we can have the fruit of our lips. So let's do it. This is my Bible. I am what the Bible says I am. I can do what the Word says I can do. And I can have what the Word says I can have. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. It is more than a storybook to me. I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver, and I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me today, in Jesus' name. Clap if you love Jesus. Amen. Now, for the next little bit here, I want to encourage you to please, whatever I do here in my house, whatever I do here at my house, you follow along. As I study the Bible, you follow along. As I exhort, pay attention. Glean from it. Glean from this word what God wants you to get from it. Obviously, to each person, what God wants you to receive might be something different. But be a part of it. Don't just sit and spectate like you do at a ball game. Be a participator. Let's go to Jeremiah 19. We're going to read from 19 and 20. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. This is what the Lord says. Go and buy a clay jar from a potter. Take along some of the elders of the people and of the priests. Go out to the valley of Ben Honam near the entrance of the potter gate. There proclaim the words that I tell you and say, hear the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah and people of Jerusalem. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Listen, I'm going to bring a disaster on this place that will make ears of everyone who hears it tingle. For they have forsaken me. They have made this a place of foreign gods. They have burned sacrifices in it to gods that neither they nor their fathers nor the kings of Judah ever knew. And they have filled this place with the blood of the innocent. They have built the high places of Baal, perform their sons in the fire as offerings to Baal, something that I did not command or mention, nor did it enter my mind. So beware. The days of the being, declares the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when people will no longer call this place Topheth or the valley of Ben Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. In this place I will ruin the plans of Judah and Jerusalem. I will make them fall by the sword before their enemies, at the hands of those who seek their lives. I will give their carcasses as food to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth. I will devastate this city, and I will make it an object of scorn. And all who pass by will be appalled, and they will scoff because of all of its wounds. I will make them eat the flesh of their sons and daughters, and they will eat one another's flesh during on the streets of the side imposed on them by the enemies who seek their lives. And break the jar while those who go with you are watching. Say to them, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I will smash this nation and this city just as this potter's jar is smashed and cannot be repaired. They will burn the dead in Topheth until there is no more room. This is what I will do to this place and to those who live here, declares the Lord. I will make this city like Topheth. The houses in Jerusalem and those of the kings of Judah will be defiled. But this place, Topheth, all the houses where they burn incense on the roofs to all the stone hosts and poured out drink offerings to other gods. Gerald then returned from Topheth, where the Lord had sent him to prophesy, and stood in the court of the Lord's temple and said to all the people, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Listen, I'm going to bring on the city and the village around it a disaster that I pronounced against them because they were stiff-necked. They would not listen to my words. Let's read chapter 20 now. When the priest Pashur son of Immer, the chief officer in the temple of the Lord, heard Jeremiah prophesying these things. He said to Jeremiah the prophet, and putting him, I mean, he had Jeremiah the prophet beaten and put in the stocks at the upper gate of Benjamin at the Lord's temple. The next day, when Pashur released him from the stocks, Jeremiah said to him, "The Lord's name for you is not Pashur, but Magor Mesabab. For this is what the Lord says, I will make you a terror to yourself and to all of your friends. With your own eyes you will see them fall, but with the sword and their enemies. I will hand all," I'm turning the page, "I will hand all of Judah over to the king of Babylon, who will carry them away to Babylon or put them to the sword. I will hand over to their enemies all of the wealth of the city, all of its products, all of its valuables, and all of the treasures of the kings of Judah. They will take it away and will plunder and will carry it off to Babylon. And you, Pashur, and all who live in your house will go in to exile to Babylon. There you will die, and you will be buried. And you and all your friends to whom you are prophesied wise." Verse 7. "O Lord, you deceived me, and I was deceived. I was not overpowered. You overpowered me and prevailed, and you prevailed. I'm ridiculed all day long. Everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, they cry out, proclaiming violence and destruction. So the word of the Lord has brought me insult and reproach all day long. If I say, I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire. It's like fire shut up in my bones." And then Jeremiah says, "I am weary from holding it back. Indeed, I cannot. I hear many whispering. Terror on every side. Report him. Let's report him. All my friends are waiting for me to slip. They're saying, maybe he'll be deceived. Then we will prevail over him, and we will take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. So my persecutors, they will stumble, and they will not prevail. They will fail. They will be thoroughly disgraced. Their dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord Almighty, you who examine the righteous and probe the heart and mind, let me see your vengeance upon them. For to you I have committed my cause. Sing sing to the Lord. Give praise to the Lord. He rescues the life of the needy from the hands of the wicked. Cursed be the day that I was born. May the day my mother bore me not be blessed. Cursed be the man who brought my father the news, who made him very glad, saying, a child is born to you, a son. May that man be like the towns of the Lord, overwhelmed without pity. May he hear wailing in the morning, a battle cry at noon. For he did not kill me in the womb. It's my mother. And why did I ever come out of the womb to see trouble and sorrow and to end my days in shame? So, you say, what happened? Well, in that last chapter we read, Jeremiah was talking to the Lord. Basically talking about how he's always being persecuted. All these people, they mocked Jeremiah. They mocked the preaching. They mocked the word. They mocked God. And I was thinking, well, maybe if I don't mention his name, it'll just, but it's like, well, when I don't mention the name of the Lord, it's like fire shut up in my bones. And then he said, I'm weary from holding it back. Not weary from flowing in the gifts. I'm weary from holding it back. Some people, you know, they just when they first get persecuted, that's when they want to quit. Well, he didn't like what I had to say. I quit. Like, that's it. I quit. The Bible says, those who are godly will suffer persecution, not those who are ungodly. And here in America, we haven't dealt with the persecution that is dealt with in other countries. Sure, there's persecution, yeah, but not like in other countries. In other countries, they find out you're a Christian, you can get killed. You can get beheaded for that. What I want to focus on tonight, when we read, is two different things. But they can both be linked. Some of your listeners, you have lots to offer the kingdom of God. You have a lot. And let me tell you something. Every one of us is called to something by God. We're the ecclesia. We are the called out ones. We're called out by God. Some of your listeners and some people, well, Christians, you know, they read their Bible. They pay their tithes. They go to church. They say amen to pastor. But they do nothing for God. They do nothing in the house of God. What I mean by that is, I mean, they don't greet at the door. They don't usher. They don't sing. They don't win souls. They do nothing for God. Nothing. Except for just read his word, pray, you know, live right, go to church, but they do nothing for him. And some of you who are maybe feeling weary, maybe that's why you're feeling weary. Because you're holding back. What God has put in you to do for him. Well, I'd like to win souls, but everyone in my family is saved. If everyone in your family is saved, that's good. Great. You can find souls to win. You can find tracts to pass out. Give them to people. I'd love to be a preacher, but, well, has God called you to be a preacher? And some people, some of you who are doing nothing for God, but they read his word in that, need to find out what it is that God wants them to do. And get to work on that. Because every one of us who is born again, we all have an assignment. Every one of us has one for the body of Christ. And Jeremiah, you know why he was weary? He was weary because he was holding it back. He was holding it back. Let's talk about this quit thing. So Jeremiah is like, well, on every side I'm being persecuted. I'm being, you know, people aren't being nice to me. I'm being beaten. And at the start of chapter 20, he's beaten. You know, he's... This is like an ally. If you live on this planet, you have battles. Some of us have more and harder battles than others to deal with in our lives. But Jeremiah goes from basically saying, I quit, to saying, well, I can't help it. It's like a fire. Shut up in my bones. And he says, you know what? I'm weary from forbearing it. I'm weary from holding it back. And he admits it. And I'm sure most of us have all felt like quitting. And if not quitting Christianity, at least maybe a lot of us haven't necessarily felt like quitting on Christianity, but maybe some of us who are doing certain things for God, maybe some of us have felt like giving up on that and trying something else because we didn't like what was going on. maybe some of you listening, maybe God has called you to be a nursery worker, for example. Let's say that's what God's called you to be. And you go back there, but the babies are crying and crying and crying and crying. And once you get those certain babies to quit crying, you know, they get the fast fires back in, these other ones are crying. These other ones are crying. And these other ones, and these other... This one, that one, that one. And it gets to where you're like, all right, I quit. You could either do that and quit, or you could ask God to help you. God called us to be warriors, not pansies, not quitters. When the going gets tough, the tough are supposed to get going, not quit. The Bible says I'm a warrior. I'm a conqueror. I'm victorious through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. I'm a child of God. I shall not be moved. When you hear your brain trying to tell you that whatever ministry you're doing, that you should just quit for whatever silly reason, just telling you, you know, you should quit. Don't do it. Now, if God gives you a different assignment and says, you've been doing this so faithfully, but now I want you to do this. And I've entrusted you with this. Then be obedient with God. And if you believe in God for your healing, don't quit believing God for whatever it is that you want from him. Because just like you shouldn't quit serving, you shouldn't quit believing. Because when it's been a very long time, when you've been believing God for something for a very long time and hasn't been manifest yet, it can be so easy to just say, to just throw in the towel and say, you know what? I quit. But what we need to do is keep believing and be patient. Keep believing God, trusting God, keeping that faith, knowing that Jesus will do what he said in his word, not allowing the battle to get in the way and cause you to want to give up. And it's not by might. It's not by power. It's by the Spirit of the Lord. That's why we sang that song tonight. That's part of the declaration of that song, is that we're not giving up. We're not giving in to these circumstances. Because Jeremiah said, you know, it's like fire in my bones. And he said, I'm weary from holding it back. Lord God, I thank you for this word tonight. May we never quit serving where you've called us to. because we don't like a certain person, because we don't like, you know, or because we hear certain things telling us that we should, you know, step back. Help us to not give in to circumstances or any persecution that we may face, but to trust you, Lord God, knowing that you have it. You have us in your hand, Lord God. And that we trust you. And that when we're believing for things from you, that no matter how long it's been, may we not just give up and quit believing. May we stay the course, continue to believe until we have received what we're believing for from you, and then rejoice and help us, Lord God, to not hold anything back from you. And that will be full-fledged for you, Jesus. And that you show us where you want us to be with you and how you want us to serve. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so in terms of sports, really quick, the Tigers had at one point went 7-0 at home, the longest winning streak in a while. But then they suffered a big bump. In Kansas City, they lost a few games there. Now it's looking like that road to 500, to a 500 season, is going to be difficult. But they got to get back to winning. In terms of football, we have football season starting up in a month. We have preseason NFL starting in just a couple of weeks. And now, folks, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.